Hi. I see you like superhero culture. Me too. In fact, tonight I'm going to the big superhero convention. Are you going?
I don't know.
Well, you'd better decide soon. Last year, it sold out. So, since we're talking about superheroes, would you rather become a superhero by accident, like Spider-Man, or be born a superhero, like Wonder Woman? Take your time. It's a big question. I thought about it for days.
Okay, if I had to choose, I'd rather be born a superhero.
I'd rather become a superhero by an unexpected accident.
Aren't all accidents unexpected?
Well, yeah.
What was that? Are you okay?
I'm better than okay. I feel super.
Oh no, Anna was just hit by lightning. She had better get help. We use had better to give advice. It is very informal and stronger than should or ought to. For example, Anna says,
You'd better decide soon. Last year, it sold out.
When we use had better, we usually shorten the word had for personal pronouns. We use would rather to say what we or someone else prefers to do or have. For example, the boy says,
Okay, if I had to choose, I'd rather be born a superhero.
With would rather, we also shorten the word would when used with personal pronouns. Keep watching and listen for had better and would rather.
You'd better see a doctor.
I've never felt better.
You were just struck by lightning, and what happened to your hair and your clothes?
I don't know. Wait, I do know. This is my super suit, and this is my origin story.
What are you talking about?
An origin story tells the beginning of a superhero. You should know that.
You're not making any sense, lady.
I would rather be called Lightning Bolt Lady. It'll sound great in a theme song.
Lightning Bolt Lady!
Now I need to find my superpowers.
I really think...
Wait, don't tell me. I'll read your mind. You are thinking you'd like to be my super helper.
I was not thinking that.
That you'd like to live in a treehouse.
No.
That you should eat more vegetables.
Please stop talking. You really should get some help.
Mind reading is not my superpower. Maybe I can become invisible. I am invisible. You can't see me. Who am I? I'm not here. You can't see me.
I can see you, and so can everybody else.
No power of invisibility. Maybe I can create a force field. I feel it working. Nothing can hurt. Ow, that wasn't very nice. I see I have a lot of work to do. Well, goodbye, non-super person.
Wait, I'd better go with you. You might get worse. That's even possible.
That's very nice of you, ordinary human. But I'd rather go by myself. This is a quest.
Every time you speak, I get more confused.
A quest is a part of all superhero stories. You really need to work on your superhero studies. Now, stand back. I've never flown before.
And you're not flying now.
Flying is not my superpower. That's too bad. It's going to be expensive to Uber everywhere. You know, I'd rather walk. It's a nice day. Goodbye, non-super person.
I'm not talking to strangers again.
Will Lightning Bolt Lady find her superpowers ever? Ouch! Did that brick wall hurt? Will this young man ever talk to a stranger again? Find out on the next episode of Let's Learn English!